Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. It came out of nowhere.
That's a pretty old school trap. I wonder who set it up. You okay, Brian?
Yeah. I think I'm fine. Nothing feels broken. What about you?
Oh, I'm good. I can't say it's the same for the radio, though. I crushed it when I fell.
Think it'll still work?
I'm not sure.
Who's there? I'm armed and not afraid to shoot.
Whoa. Easy there. We don't mean you any harm.
How can I be sure of that?
We were just looking for supplies. We had no idea anyone was here.
And?
And what? He just told you.
You could be lying. Everyone uses the "I was just looking for supplies" line right before they try to kill you.
I promise you, we aren't here to hurt anyone. Unless you try and harm us first. Maybe we can help you?
Help me? How are you gonna help me?
Well, for starters, how about we do introductions?
How do I know you are who you say you are?
He does have a point.
What do you propose, then?
I don't know. Hey, is there anything you want?
Me? What do I want?
Yeah, you. Is there anything you want?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Well, it's kind of stupid.
What is it? We might be able to get it for you.
There should be a key outside the door, on the floor. Could you grab it and, unlock the door?
What?
You want us to unlock the door?
I was just testing you guys.
Wait. Don't tell me you locked yourself in there on accident.
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just was not expecting that.
There's no need to worry. We'll get you out of there.
So, how'd you manage to lock yourself in there anyway?
Well, I heard the car pull up and got worried. So I set my trap and came in here to hide. I was in too much of a hurry and dropped the key without realizing it, and before I knew it, I was trapped. The only way to unlock this door from either side is with that key.
We didn't mean to startle you.
Whoa. There's no need to point that in my face.
Relax. We won't harm you.
Sorry. I'm just a little on edge.
That's fine. Maybe we all put our weapons down and have a nice conversation?
Okay. I think we can do that. So, who are you guys?
Well, I'm Cameron, and that guy there is Brian.
Is it just the two of you?
Yeah, it's just us.
Are you all alone?
No, I'm with one other person.
Are they here with you right now?
Yeah, she's in the back. One second. Hey, you can come out. It's actually kind of safe.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
So, how about some introductions?
My name is Aethor.
And you can call me Ham. You know, it's nice to finally meet some, I guess, normal people. So, fellow normal people, what are you guys looking for?
It's a pleasure. I'm Cameron, and this is Brian. We were hoping to find some weapons and ammo to help out our settlement. We've been having some trouble with a group of really bad people.
Settlement? You mean there are more people like you guys?
Yeah, there is quite a few of us.
No way. And you're having trouble with another group?
That's putting it mildly. If you're not busy, we can tell you more about it.
We're listening.
They're leaving?
Good. Let them go. We have other things to worry about.
What's the plan?
We have to take them all out. John, we're stopped.
We should be here any minute.
Where are they all coming from?
This isn't working. I'm going to grab the bottles. I think that's our best shot.
Make it fast. I don't know how much longer we can keep this up.
We're just going to let them get away?
No other choice. We can't exactly chase them down right now.
We have to think of something before they all decide to show up. You know they will.
I know!
Let's finish this up, then we can talk about a plan.
Here! These should keep him from grouping up and getting too close.
Good! Start throwing. Journey, light up whatever he hits. I'll keep taking out the stragglers.
All right!
Got it! It looks like it's working!
Keep it up, guys. We can do this.
We're down to the last three bottles!
Brandon! Scott's in the comms building! He got a response from one of our scouts.
I thought they were all captured. Who is it?
It's Austin. He managed to get away and make it to one of the safe houses. He also managed to get a report on the main group's locations.
Locations? Give me all the details.
For starters, they split into two groups. The large main group is heading this way from the Sable area. The other smaller group is circling around to come from the Dover side.
What about Cameron? Any word from him?
No, not a word. Scott keeps trying, though.
Damn it! Head back there and tell them to keep at it. We've almost got this dealt with. I'll meet up with you guys when this is done.
Okay, one last thing. Switch to the direct line. We don't know if they have any of our radios.
There aren't that many left. Make every shot count, guys.
I'm running low on ammo.
That was probably their goal from the start. Damn it. We should have been more prepared for something like this.
We can still win this whole thing. We still have the plan Cameron came up with.
Yeah, but I don't have all the details of the plan.
What? He didn't tell you? Aren't you supposed to be second in command?
Him and Brian were going to finish setting up the last part and brief me when they got back. We weren't expecting this to happen as quickly as it did.
Shit! We have to reach them before everything goes to hell!
I know, John! Just let's finish this, okay? We'll reach them one way or another.
Calm down, you guys. There's only a few of them left.
Good. John, Journey, go meet up with Scott and Julie. I'll have the tower guards finish up here.
All right, see you in a bit.
I need to go check on Sarah and help first. I'll make sure everyone is safe, and then I'll head over to you guys.
I won't be far behind you guys. Now get going. Do you think you guys can handle it from here?
We got this, Kyle.
All right. Radio in using the direct line when you guys are done.
Roger that.
It sounds like you all have a lot on your plate right now.
No kidding. It sounds like a bunch of assholes to me.
That's an understatement. These people are horrible.
Yeah, not really the community type you'd want to look for.
Well, we might actually be able to help.
Really? How though?
You think we should tell them?
I don't see why not.
Tell us what?
We aren't the only two. Well, we're the only two here, but we're actually part of a larger group. There are 16 of us in total.
Yeah, there are 7 soldiers and 9 civilians, as they like to call us. We came ahead of the group to scout for supplies and hopefully find a safe place to stay for a while.
You have soldiers with you?
They aren't corrupt or anything, right?
No, they're not in the slightest. We had our doubts in the beginning, but they're great people. I mean, they've been saving whoever they can, and they even started to train all of us to better our chances of survival. We'd be dead without them.
Why didn't one of them accompany you?
Well, this was kind of a training exercise for us so we could get a feel for this kind of thing. If we ran into any trouble, we were supposed to turn around immediately and radio in.
We actually did come with a third person.
And where'd he go?
Well, the son of a bitch left us the moment we got in here. He took off with the car and all our gear. He even took our radio.
Bitch.
They'd come looking for you though, right?
Oh, well, most definitely. At least I hope so. We just don't know how long it'll take them to realize that something went wrong.
How far away is your group now?
You're thinking about going, aren't you?
Possibly. They might need a ride. Besides, it gives us a chance to talk to them.
We couldn't ask that of you guys.
You wouldn't need to. We could use all the help we can get, and plus, soldiers are really hard to come by nowadays. At least, ones who still have a sense of decency.
Actually, I think I have an idea.
Let's hear it.
You guys need all the help you can get, right? Can you fix your radio?
No. Not with what we have here. The only thing still working is the squelch call.
But you know how to reach your people, though. Like, if you have the right equipment.
Yeah, I do. What are you getting at?
Okay, listen, hear me out. If you go find our group, Brian could take us back with him. Then you can radio us there so I can fill Adams in on the whole situation. If he hears from us while we're there, he'll most likely help.
Adams?
Sorry, Lieutenant Greg Adams. He's the one in charge.
You don't think this is a little risky?
Well, yes, I do, but this gives everyone a chance. If we went back there, there's no guarantee that they would actually come.
You'd both be willing to do this.
You guys are putting yourselves in a very precarious situation. You know that, right?
Don't worry about it. Besides, this will make us even.
So what do you think?
I think it's worth a shot.
All right. What should I tell Brandon?
Fill him in on everything. And I mean everything. I trust him to do what needs to be done.
Okay. So, what's our next step then?
Load up everything we can. I saw a couple of cars around back, and I'll try and get one of them running.
They're all dead. We already tried them.
It's a good thing I brought a spare battery then. Let's get to it!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Is that everything?
Yep, that's everything we could find.
Surprisingly, there was quite a bit of stuff.
We were just as surprised as you when we first got here.
All right. Everyone knows the plan. If you want to back out, now's the chance.
We have a solid plan, and we're sticking to it.
And I go where she goes.
Damn right.
Let's get a move on, then.
Be safe out there, Cameron.
You too, Brian. Make sure you keep everyone safe.
Next stop, Sandpoint.
Looking forward to it.
We've got this.
I hope everything works out the way we plan it to. Having experienced soldiers on our side could really help us out, especially if we can get them to train everyone. Meeting him and Aethor has been a huge blessing. It's hard to believe this is all happening. Everyone at the settlement is so nice and helpful. They care for each other just like a huge family. Every fiber of my being is screaming out to protect them, to save them from this immoral hell they're facing. Can I really do it, though? Am I strong enough to do anything for them? Regardless, I have to try. It didn't take long for us to make it back. However, when we arrived, something seemed off. The air was heavy, saturated with tension, and fear so thick you could taste it. What the hell happened while we were gone?
This is the place.
Quite the setup you guys have here.
Yeah. Something's off, though. It wasn't like this when we left this morning.
What do you mean?
Hold on. The gate's opening. We'll find out once we get inside. Everyone looks so gloomy and defeated. What the hell happened?
Is everything okay?
From the looks of it, no. Something happened while we were gone. Brandon! Oh, hey,
where the fuck is Cameron? We've been trying to reach you guys.
Brandon! What the hell are you doing?
Calm down! Stop acting like an idiot!
Where the hell were you guys?
Brandon,
why didn't you respond
stop.
When we tried to reach you?
Get off!
Is everything okay?
And who the hell are you?
That's enough!
Give us a second, guys. I'll figure this out. What happened here?
A lot, actually. For starters, we had a visit from the raiders.
What? We got a report that one of our scouts were captured. Shortly after, we received another report that a group of raiders were heading our way, with him strapped to the front of their truck.
What the hell? Why?
What? Are you surprised at that?
No. It's just not what I was expecting to hear.
From there, it got even worse.
We kept trying to reach you guys. Why the hell didn't you answer?
Brandon, let them finish.
Our radio broke. We didn't think they would make a move this soon.
Yeah? Well, they did. And we weren't prepared for it in the slightest.
Brandon, please, just calm down.
So, what happened next?
They sent us a message. They told us that our time was almost up, and they threw Kyle to those fucking nightmares.
There was nothing we could do. We tried calling for backup from the other scouts, but there was no response. We think they were all captured except for the one who managed to stay hidden. We watched as Kyle. He was
All I could do was end his suffering.
I'm sorry. Things didn't go the way they should have.
Yeah? Way to state the obvious. Can we all just stop for 1 second? There doesn't need to be this much animosity right now. Let's all just take a deep breath so we can start to figure this out.
Wait, where's Hope?
Don't worry. She's with Sarah and all the others. I just checked on them and they're all safe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I shouldn't have started things that way. I'm sorry, Brian.
It's fine. I'd probably be the same after what I just heard.
So, what happened to Cameron? And who are these two?
Hi. My name's Hem, and these guys kind of saved us.
And I'm Aethel. I'm sorry to hear about what you guys are going through.
We found them in a shop just outside of Ponderé. I told them everything, down to the last detail that Cameron laid out. They were hesitant at first, but after hearing the whole plan, it became clear what our next step was. We needed to pull out all the stops in order for this to all work. A lot is riding on the success of this plan. There's no room for failure. I won't let any of them get hurt. We made our way to the comms building to get Hem and Aethor set up to finalize our backup. It was amazing how quickly they were able to work everything out. I wonder where they picked up those skills.
Okay, so you said you needed a specific setup to reach Cameron and your group, right?
Yeah, you've already got the equipment we need here. Last piece is waiting for Cameron to contact us from his end. He does know how to contact us, right? Right?
He should. He's the one who set all this up.
Made this junk pile. Surely he knows how.
He'll most likely use the direct line.
That one's broken, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
There are a few other ways he could do it.
You guys have a satellite phone, right?
Yeah, we do.
And he knows the number to call, so he should be able to use the 1 hour group pass.
We'll still monitor other channels, just in case. Easy enough.
Okay, now what's the plan for when they start showing up?
We did bring back quite a bit of ammo, and we still have a few other options as well. I just wish we had a little more information. Austin didn't have any more details?
No. He went silent so he could move locations again. I told him to make his way back here. I'm not losing any more people out there.
Don't have him come all the way back, though. His eyes will be critical for us. Post him up somewhere far enough away that he's out of danger, but he can still keep us posted on their movements.
He does make a good point.
I agree. The next time he radios in, I'll set him up.
It sounds like we have a few plans in place. Now it's just the waiting game.
I should probably go check on Sarah.
I'll go with. I need to see Hope for a bit.
There?
Same here.
Number two. Calling number two.
Guys, there's someone here calling for number two. Who's that?
Give it here.
It's not a prank call, right?
This is Brandon.
Nobody asked you before.
What do you want?
Alright, just don't tell Adam, sorry.
There you are, number two. I'd be careful with that attitude of yours.
Noted. Now what do you want?
Time's running out. Have you lot come to a decision? Or shall we have a bit more fun?
We're still waiting for Cameron's final decision.
So he's taking this serious, is he? I guess we can give you a couple more hours. In the meantime, I'm gonna have a nice little chat with your scouts here. We'll be seeing you real soon.
I'll pass that along.
There's a good boy. Take care, number two.
That voice. I know that voice. There's no way it's him. No. It's definitely him. He's the same one I heard that day. The day I found Hope.
Brian!
Is this some sort of sign? Or just a cruel joke?
Brian?
Either way, I'm not gonna let them hurt anyone this time. This time, I'll make things right. No more hiding, and no more running.
Brian? Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Well, we've got some time. Let's go check on everyone.
Good idea.
Let's go.
So that's what's been going on?
Yeah, we have a few plans worked out, but we're not sure how well they'll work.
They'll work just fine. We've got plenty of ammo now. We just can't waste it. We have to make every shot count.
That's good. And it sounds like we might have some extra help, too.
From what we know, it's a possibility, but we're not even sure if they'll be here in time.
We have to trust Cameron, though.
He wouldn't have gone if he didn't think there was a chance.
I know. It's just everything's going faster than we originally planned.
Everything will work out just fine. It has to. Otherwise, we'll lose everything we've worked so hard for. Is he okay?
He said he's fine. He's been like that ever since we left the comms building.
He's probably just preparing himself for what comes next. I think we all are. Shit! That's enough! All of you calm down. I know you're all scared and you feel like there's no way to fix this. Please believe me when I say we have everything under control. And we will make it through this. We will not let any of you come to harm. Take this time to help one another. While we're out there, we need all of you to stay safe and look after each other. I promise this will all be over in no time. I hope everyone can keep it together. We can't have them breaking down on us right now.
I think they'll all be fine.
Yeah, they all know how much we care about each other. We all built this place together, and I know they all think of this place as home. There isn't anything that can take that away from us.
I pray to God you're right.
John said it perfectly. We all need to look after one another. They all built this home together. And I'll be damned if I sit back and watch this place fall. It's finally time I took a stand. No more running away. Besides, there's one thing I need to make right. It's time to put an end to the nightmare looming over us. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. It's okay. Everything's gonna be all right. I'll make sure of it this time. Hey, can you both do me a huge favor?
What's up?
Yeah, what do you need?
Please stay here and watch over her. I'll be back.
Wait, where are you going?
To put an end to this.
What? Wait, Brian!
Don't worry, I've got his back. Just stay here and make sure everyone stays safe.
Be careful.
Both of you come back safe, or we'll kill you ourselves.
Don't worry, we'll be back. So what's the plan?
You know, you don't have to come.
I'm pretty sure I know what you're thinking. He killed a good friend of mine, and I'm not letting you do this by yourself.
There's a lot of risk involved.
So? With the two of us, it cuts in half, right?
You sure about this?
Just try to stop me.
All right. Here's what I had in mind. This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Joshua Johnson as John, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Corden Baker as Cameron, Athor Vjordason as Athor, Hem Cleveland as Hem. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Give us a rating or a review to help us out. You can also join us on any of our socials. The links are in the show notes. Hello, my dear listeners. Today we'd like to recommend a horror fiction podcast set within the chilling polar night, The White Vault. Journey into the Arctic with an international rescue and repair team to locate the source of a mysterious signal. Trapped in the White Wastes, the team makes a miraculous discovery, but also finds they might not be alone. What horrors lurk beneath the ice?
Hello everyone, I would like to thank you for accepting the offered position for the examination and repair expedition out to Outpost Freestead.
My God!
Are you seeing this?
Quieta.
What the fuck?
Then go do it then. If we can leave, we need to get moving.
This storm is not normal. We must leave.
During these storms, travel is not advised.
The White Vault. Available for free, however you listen to podcasts.
Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts. Or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.